everybody, and welcome here in BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Thank you for tuning in. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you for game number 128. Two games to go in the 2024 regular season. It's the St. Lucie Mets and the Clearwater Threshers here in game four of a five-game series. One game canceled due to rain. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald. Game one played over 2 days. Mets were able to get the win in the first game despite the rain. It was called short. They get the one-run win. Game two, shortened again, but played in 1 day. Mets lose that game by one run. And then game three, finally able to play a full nine innings, but a crazy game at the end with the Mets up 2-0, heading into the sixth inning. And then a three-run seventh by the Threshers, give them a one-run lead. The Mets thought they tied it in the ninth down to the last strike as Serrano sent one to center field, but the ball stayed in the ballpark, and then a play at the plate. And Serrano gets called out trying to slide into home. But, Adam, the Mets trying to end things out here on a positive note. It's been a fun series here in Clearwater despite some of the rain outs and the close calls.
Yeah, and it was a tough one for the Mets last night. Things that plagued them all throughout the season have got them last night. Walks. There was only a couple of hits in the seventh inning last night. One, a bunt single. So it was a walk with the base to load the bases, a walk with the bases loaded to force in a tying run, and hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to force in what proved to be the winning run. So frustration last night for the Mets, who had pitched it really well to that point. Shame that it fell apart in that manner. But it's been a good series, and really for the Mets, it's been a fun last couple of weeks. We were looking at it before the game, Jake. In the last seven games, six have been decided by one run, and the seventh game was decided by two runs. So very entertaining ball for the St. Lucie Mets here to finish out the 2024 season.
Hopefully we'll be in treat for another fun game here today on this Saturday afternoon. Weather looks good. Hopefully it'll all hold out and we can play another nine full innings of this game. Mets trying to go 2-0 in these last two games to end with more wins and less losses than they did last year, which was the worst in franchise history. One win, and the Mets will have more wins than last year at the very least. Clearwater just trying to get playoff ready. They already know they're going to be playing Lakeland in the first round of the playoffs this year. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, a look around the Florida State League, a pitching matchup, and lineups and defense for both the Mets and the Threshers.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome you back here to Clearwater, Florida at BayCare Ballpark. Pregame show rolls on. A look around the Florida State League here. Bradenton and Daytona, that series still tied up at one, trying to play a doubleheader today at Steinbrenner Field. Palm Beach and Jupiter. Palm Beach leading that series 3-1. Their game scheduled today for 6 o'clock at Roger Dean. Fort Myers and Lakeland. Lakeland leading that series 4-0. That game scheduled for 6 o'clock today. And Lakeland, a big series win for them over Fort Myers. They have secured their spot in the playoffs here for 2024. And then Dunedin at Tampa. 3-0 Dunedin looking to try and close out that series on a positive note as well for Dunedin. And in the Florida State League standings, we know our playoff matchups. We're set to go there. Lakeland is going to be playing Clearwater in the first round, and Palm Beach will be playing Daytona in their first round. Home plate meeting just concluded. Mets manager Yukari De La Cruz and Clearwater manager Marty Malloy. Your umpires for today at home plate, it's Gustavo Garza. And the base umpire is Kaden Gustafson. It'll be the automatic ball strike system working behind the scene for both these teams. And they will have the challenge system available to them. Both teams with three challenges. You win it, you keep it, you lose it, you lose it. And now the pitching matchup here for the Mets and the Threshers for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Noah Hall. He is on minor league rehab assignment, playing with Brooklyn this year. 10.5 ERA and 0-2 record, 12 innings pitched this year in 2024. And for the Clearwater Threshers, it's Lachlan Wells, also on minor league rehab assignment, playing up in Double-A this year. He's 6-5 with a 3.55 ERA.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see Noah Hall. He was drafted last year, did not pitch in St. Lucie at the end of the year. This year, he skipped St. Lucie, started in Brooklyn, but hampered by a shoulder injury. So he's been out on the IL for the long term. And now he begins this rehab assignment, so getting a little bit of work in before the regular season comes to an end.
Mets in their road gray uniforms today. It's what they've been wearing all series long. Clearwater in their light blue jerseys with white pants and the C alternate logo on their chest. And both teams making their way out right now. And we are moments away here from the national anthem. Lachlan Wells for the Threshers on the mound. And as both teams trickle out of their dugouts, bullpens are out. We'll send it down to the field here for the national anthem. National anthem is complete, and we are moments away here from getting underway at BayCare Ballpark. So Lachlan Wells will get set to warm up here for Clearwater, again making a minor league rehab assignment. Here is the St. Lucie Mets offense that he will face off against. Leading off for the Mets is Marco Vargas, playing shortstop. Did not play yesterday, but back in the lineup today leading off. Batting second, Carson Benj, also had the day off yesterday. He's in center field. And then Hayden Sanger, who is on minor league rehab assignment, played seven innings two nights ago, did not play last night, back in the lineup for another rehab start today. He will be catching Corey Collins at first. Colin Houck is also in at the middle of the order. Eli Serrano playing right field. A.J. Ewing, Nick Roselli, and Jacoby Long, they round out the bottom of the order.
want to point out, Jake, that the national anthem standoff between the two teams won by the St. Lucie Mets. Vincent Prozo, and I couldn't tell, maybe Anthony Nunez, somebody with the hoodie on, outlasted the thresher who was by himself out there. They could have kept going. I mean, we're still a few seconds away here.
Still had a little bit of time, but hey, good start for the Mets to get an early win before the game even gets going. Final pitch up, warm-up pitch is being thrown. So the Mets trying to end the season on a positive note, looking to go 2-0 and have more wins and less losses than last year. Clearwater trying to get playoff ready before that playoff series starts.
One more win for Clearwater, they ensure themselves a winning season on the whole. That's something every team would like to do in a long year.
Currently holding above 500 and would like it to keep it that way. We're all set to go here for baseball. Marco Vargas steps up to the batter's box to lead things off for St. Lucie. And the first pitch on its way. It's missed high for ball one. So underway here at 6:31 at BayCare Ballpark on this Saturday afternoon. 1-0 pitch, that misses high, and Wells behind 2-0 early to Vargas. Vargas, who has been great from the leadoff spot for the Mets since being consistently back in the lineup. 2-0 pitch, fouled off this time by Vargas, and the count moves to 2-1.
And that would have been ball three high, with Marco swinging away. Go back to the series opener, Matt Osterberg was on a rehab assignment at AA for Clearwater, and he struggled with his command in the first, so maybe the Mets can take advantage of that from Wells.
2-1, swung on and missed, and the count's evened up at 2-2.
That was way out of the zone as well. That's unlike Marco to chase pitches out of the zone, especially back-to-back. Could be on first base already.
Instead, even the count at 2-2. Wells will come set, and the pitch on the way. And a line drive back into center field, but a leaping catch made by Caba. And that is out number one.
Yeah, well-struck ball by Vargas, but Caba had it lined up the whole way. The only question was, did he have the hops to get up there and make the play? And he did. Well done.
Gets out number one here in the first inning. And now Carson Benge, the Mets' first-round pick here in 2024, did not play yesterday, back in the lineup today. Benj takes the first pitch high for ball one. Has been in a mini slump trying to break out of it today. Wells will come set. And the 1-0 pitch inside, taken for ball two.
There's no question that Wells has missed high on basically every single pitch he's throwing in this game, all seven. And Benj, watching intently in the on-deck circle, saw that. He's been patient to take the first two.
2-0 pitch, lined and fair down the first baseline. Ben's going to take a turn at first as this ball rolls into the corner, and he's into second standing. A stand-up double for Carson Benj, and what a way to break out of a slump here in the first inning.
Yeah, yanked that ball right over the first base bag, hit the chalk. Fair all the way. Umpire on the first base side, Caden Gustafson, had a good look at it. So that pitch was more in the zone, almost like a jam shot, though, but Benj able to muscle it by the first baseman, Tello, and keep it fair.
Here's Hayden Sanger now rehabbing in his second game, played seven innings in his first one. And he'll take this first pitch for a called strike behind 0-1, batting 333 here so far with the Mets in his rehab assignment. Wells set, a look to second, and now the 0-1. And a hard line drive into left field. This one is foul, just bouncing off the wall out there in left field after it cuts back in.
It sounded like he might have broken his bat as well, and he's on the way to the dugout to get a new one. Now, that ball is carrying over fair ground for a long time, but it hit the cutout where the stands are halfway down the left field line. Clearly a foul ball.
So it's 0-2 now. For Sanger, he's got a new bat, and back in. So Wells for the first time today ahead 0-2. Runner on second here with one out in the top of the first. now a disengagement here as Wells steps off the mound. Going to grab the rosin bag. Back in and ready to go. Wells set. And the 0-2 pitch. And that one is fouled off by Sanger. Stay alive at 0-2. Just got a piece of that changeup. And now the Clearwater catcher, Tahit, is going to out to the mound to talk things over with Wells.
You have to remember, on a rehab assignment here, this is not a battery that's worked together before. So maybe taking some time to get on the same page doesn't hurt.
Tahit returns behind the plate. We're set to go once more. 0-2 from Wells. And that's taken high for ball one. He's been the one area Wells has missed the most is those fastballs up high. One ball, two strikes, runner on second and one out. 1-2 pitch fouled off. This one out of the ballpark onto the roof. Sanger stays alive at 1-2. And the Mets would love to get off to a quick start in this one after they were held hitless until they got into the sixth inning. And 1-2 pitch fouled off on the changeup here from Wells.
Playing spoiler, that pitch was over the strike zone, but he was not ready for the breaker, so he just flicked the bat out, fouled it off, lived to see another pitch.
This is the seventh pitch of this at-bat coming up. All set in the 1-2. Sanger fights off another one.
Feels like something good is supposed to happen to Hayden Sanger here. What Wells does have, though, is a 1-2 count. He can afford to waste one and see if he can't get a chase.
1-2, and the pitch on the way. And a swing and a miss for strike three. Wells gets Sanger on a pitch high and outside.
Yeah, it was a good pitch by Wells. Wasn't in the strike zone, but she had a guy that has been swinging. Just got him to chase it.
Now here's Corey Collins for the Mets. Collins, who was excellent early on in the series, had a tough game yesterday, 0-for-4. And takes this first pitch here for a called strike.
He had entered yesterday getting on base 7 out of 8 plate appearances. So kind of a microcosm of the whole day offensively for the Mets yesterday. Their top hitter couldn't get much going.
Well set in the 1-0. And a fly ball, this one into left field, but this is going to hook foul. So a long foul ball. It's 0-2 now to Collins. Collins, who was able to consistently get on base on the first two games with a couple of base hits mixed in there. He's batting .263 on the season. Dealt with that injury when he first joined the St. Lucie Mets in Daytona. 0-2 pitch. That misses just high. And it's 1-2. Both teams have the challenge system available to them. Neither team was really good with their challenges in yesterday's game. Mets 0-for-3, Clearwater 2-for-5. 1-2 from Wells. Pitch low and outside on a slider. Good take there from Collins, and it's 2-2. Carson Bench standing on second base. Here with two outs, Collins trying to drive him home. 2-2 pitch. And this one hit high in the air, shallow left field. Three threshers coming in. It's going to be caught by the shortstop, Caba. And that will end the inning. So Benj with a stand-up double, but he is stranded out on second. And it is a scoreless game as we head to the bottom of the first.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Let's get back to the field.
Starting pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Noah Hall on minor league rehab assignment, dealing with a shoulder stress reaction. So trying to work back here and get back up to Brooklyn, dealing with a shoulder issue. Well, for the Mets defense behind him, it sounds like this. Starting in the outfield from left to right, it's Jacoby Long, Carson Benj in center, Eli Serrano in right. And then on the infield from third to first, Colin Alk, Marco Vargas, Nick Roselli, and Corey Collins at first. Your battery is Paul N. Sanger, who is catching behind the plate. Leading off here for the Clearwater Threshers is Starlin Caba. 1-for-2 yesterday, batting 187 on the season. And he shows bunt, but pulls it back on a first pitch strike here from Hall. Quickly ahead, 0-1. Mets, a team that have been bunted against a lot this year, and successfully. 0-1 pitch comes inside. Count evens up at 1-1. All set, and he'll deliver the 1-1 pitch. And it's taken low. 2-1. Something we often see from guys rehabbing, trying to get back up into full game form, and it can take a while for them to get to that point. 2-1, and this one misses inside. Count runs to 3-1 on Caba. 3-1. And Hall fires in a nice fastball just at the knees. Count will run full at 3-2. Full count in the first at-bat. Payoff pitch. And this one's line shallow but caught by Vargas out at shortstop. And that is out number one here for the Mets. Dante Norrie next up for Clearwater. Norrie, who did not play last night, batting 250 on the season, out in center field today for the Threshers. And he grounds the first pitch foul down the first base side. All ahead of Norrie, 0-1. And as these guys continue to throw more pitches, trying to just consistently find that release point, get back into their game form. 0-1 pitch, this misses low. Now even up at 1-1. Just because you have a rehabber that's either from the major leagues or in the minor leagues does not mean instant success. 1-1, right back up the middle. This one fielded by Vargas on a hop throw to first in time for out number two. So a good start here for Hall with two up, two down. And now he'll face off against Eduardo Tahit. Tahit, who did not play yesterday, batting 272 on the season. Catcher today here for the Clearwater Threshers. And the first pitch swung on and missed. A good changeup from Hall. And Tahit out in front. All said in the 0-1. Changeup missed low. That'll even up the count. One ball and one strike. Nice crowd out here today at Bay Care Ballpark on this Saturday afternoon. 1-1 comes way inside. Tahid has to lean out of the way, narrowly avoiding that pitch. So it's 2-1 now. Hall falls behind. 2-1 pitch. And a line drive in a right field. This one is going to hook foul. Might have had a chance. Stayed over fair territory for a long time, but ends up as a foul ball. So Tahit will head back to the plate. Count evened up at 2-2. And the last fireworks show here in the regular season for the Clearwater Threshers. They shot off fireworks last night, but doing it again today. Now, last night they did a mix of all of their theme nights. They had the Christmas in July, the 4th of July, the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond. 2-2, fouled back here. Count stays even at 2-2. And tonight, good crowd, and they'll get to watch a fireworks show after the game. All set in the 2-2. Just misses outside on a slider, and the count has run full. Looked like a pretty good pitch, but called a ball. All set in his payoff pitch. Fouled off. And another long battle here between Hall and Tahit. All comes set once again in the 3-2. Fouled off. This one into the Mets dugout. This will be the ninth pitch of this sequence from Hall coming up. So a long battle, usually this is where things start to turn in the favor of the batter. 3-2. In the dirt, and that's ball four. So it will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Hall to lead things off in the first after the walk is drawn by Tahit. And that'll send Devin Saltamon to the plate. And Jordan Krause is going to appear from the Mets dugout and head out to the mound for a mound visit. So a runner on first with two outs. Saltamon waiting at the plate. Did not play in last night's game, batting .240 on the season. Now Hall, again, as mentioned, on minor league rehab assignment. Was dealing with a shoulder issue. Could be tough to come back from, especially as a pitcher. When you try and find that release point consistently, and where you want to let go so you can get pitches into the strike zone. He's done a good job to start off this game. Had a long battle against Tahit, lost it. Krause will head back to the Mets dugout. We're set to go here once more in the bottom of the first. Still scoreless. Runner on first here for Clearwater with two outs. Saltamon fouls off the first pitch. Behind 0-1. Slider at 82 mile an hour from Hall. There's the 0-1. Just misses high on the fastball. It's one ball and one strike. Kicks and deals on the 1-1. Slider outside, and it moves the count to 2-1. So falling behind Saltamon here. Two balls, one strike. Hall will come set. Runner on first, two outs here in the bottom of the first. 2-1. And it's a ground ball. This one's fielded by Houck. Running in, throws to first, and that is in time. for out number three. So Tahita is able to draw the walk, but Hall strands him over at first. We are scoreless through one. We'll head to the second here at Bay Care Ballpark.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Lachlan Wells returns to the mound here for the Clearwater Threshers as we get set to start the top of the second inning. Scoreless so far here in game four of this five-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and Clearwater Threshers. Colin Houck will lead things off for the Mets. He was 1-for-2 yesterday, batting .207 on the season. Pops up the first pitch. This one is going to drift foul and into the stands. And Houck quickly behind, 0-1. Wells set now and ready for the 0-1 pitch. And it's taken for a strike on the high corner. And Houck is behind 0-2, so a changeup that snuck into the strike zone. Wells, the 0-2 pitch. And this one fouled off by Houck again into the stands. In protect mode behind 0-2. No two pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Wells gets him with the sinker. And Houck is down on strikes. It's the second strikeout today. Well, that'll send Eli Serrano to the plate. And Serrano, 2-for-3 yesterday, had the biggest hit, though, in the ninth. Mets were down to their final strike. Down one run as he takes the first pitch here for strike one. Sent it to deep center field. Thought the ball had gotten out. It didn't. It stayed in the ballpark. Rolled around. Serrano was sent all the way home as he fouls off this pitch and is now behind 0-2. And then a play at the plate on the relay throw. He is tagged and called out. Upon further review, when we looked it up here in the broadcast booth, it did look like Serrano just snuck in there. But no replay in the Florida State League. So the Mets lose that game by one run. Close play at the plate. 0-2 fouls it off. So trying to continue his good game from last night. And maybe get one just a little bit further. And get back what was almost a home run for him. 0-2 pitch lines it into left field. It's falling and down for a base hit. And Eli Serrano is aboard safely here in the second. Only one out base runner. So Serrano indeed continuing where he picked up, where he left things off last night. And now that'll send A.J. Ewing to the plate. DHing today for the Mets. Did not play in last night's game. 234 on the season. And first a pickoff move to check on Serrano at first base. Serrano, who also took a pitch yesterday on the knee and was shaken up, but he's good to go. Meanwhile, Ewing has been having a very good last couple of weeks. Breaks his bat on this first pitch. It's grounded and thrown to second for the out. Talot came in, went right to second base. That's all the Threshers will get. So a fielder's choice, Serrano out at second. And A.J. Ewing will replace him at first base. Sounded like a broken bat. Did not get much on that one. 44 miles an hour. Talot had to come all the way off first base. And he went right to second. So now Nick Roselli. Tough day last night, 0 for 5. Takes his first pitch high, and it's ball one. Roselli, who is batting 304 on this season, trying to bounce back from last night. Pickoff move, checking in on A.J. Ewing. One ball, no strikes here to Roselli. Two outs and a runner on first. 1-0 pitch. This gets away to the backstop. It's ball two. And meanwhile, A.J. Ewing will advance to second base. So the Mets not able to get Serrano over to second on the fielder's choice from Ewing, but he will advance on the wild pitch. And they will have a runner in scoring position with two outs. Meanwhile, Roselli in a 2-0 count. Wells again trying to find that strike zone consistently. 2-0 pitch, that misses high, and it's 3-0. So Roselli in a very favorable hitter's count. We'll see if he's got the green light here on 3-0. A.J. Ewing has some good speed out at second base. Wells set the 3-0 pitch. And that is taken for ball four. Roselli able to draw the walk, and now it's runners on first and second for the Mets here with two outs. Now Roselli, after the 0 for 5 day last night, able to draw a walk in his first at bat, and now Jacoby Long, who was 1 for 3 in last night's contest, batting .232 on the season, and a big base hit in yesterday's game. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Changeup that falls into the zone. Long is behind 0-1. Wells will come set. Runners on first and second. 0-1 pitch. And this one's fouled off by Long all the way off the top of the roof. A long behind, 0-2, two outs and runners on first and second. Long trying to give the Mets the lead here in the top of the second. Deuces are wild. Long hold here from Wells. And now the 0-2. And that is taken for ball one, fastball high. Wells still ahead in the count at 1-2. A.J. Ewing dancing around over at second base. Now the 1-2 pitch. And Long flies it up in on the infield, calling for it and waving everybody off is DeMartini. He'll make the catch for the third and final out of the inning. So the Mets leave two. Here in the bottom of the second, we are still scoreless. We'll head to the bottom of the second here at Bay Kill Ballpark.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Dylan Ross. He'll take over here for Noah Hall. So one inning for Hall. No earned runs, the one walk, and now Ross will take things over to start the bottom of the second.
It's been a long journey for Dylan Ross. He was drafted by the Mets in 2022. The 13th round out of Georgia, multiple Tommy John surgeries, long road back. He's finally set to make his pro debut. Congratulations to him and everybody else involved in the process. Big moment for him.
First pitch, and it is low for ball one. So Ross working his way back, dealing with injuries, and is here today making his debut for the Mets. 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Good fastball at 96 from Ross. We'll leave it up the count at 1-1. This is DeMartini at the plate, who made the final out for the Threshers in the top of the second. 1-1 pitch fouled off. Ross is ahead of DeMartini 1-2. The Mets, who have been using a lot of new pitchers here late in the season. Guys getting a little bit of work in the final week. 1-2, swing and a miss, first strike three. And Ross has his first strikeout. Gets DeMartini to chase a fastball at 95 miles an hour.
It's going to take that long to finally get on the mound. Make it worth it, right? First batter is strikeout. Great to see.
And now it'll be Joel Dragu next up here for Clearwater. A new ball needs to be thrown in here as the Mets are going to hold that in the dugout for Ross. He was ready to go and throw his next pitch.
Yeah, he's locked in.
He said, let me keep going here. When he gets the new ball, Mets will safely put that one away for him. And the first pitch fired in there for a called strike.
So you're looking at guys making their pro debuts in the last 2 weeks for the Mets. Brandon Gurton, Will Watson, Ethan Lanthier.
0-1, fouled off. Dragu gets a piece of it.
Channing Austin, Hoss Brewer, Frank Ellisalt, Hunter Hodges, Chandler Marsh, Tanner Witt, and now Dylan Ross. That's a lot in a two-week span.
Ross set, and the 0-2 pitch just misses outside. The count moves to 1-2. A lot of new guys coming in, and a lot of them have had very successful debuts. So Ross trying to follow that trend here. 1-2 pitch. He struck him out on a called strike three. Dragu goes down looking, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Ross.
Perfectly placed fastball. Dragu reached his hand up by his helmet, thought about it, and then opted not to challenge.
Now, Carter Matheson, 0-3 yesterday for the Threshers. He'll face off against Ross. And the first pitch is a strike, curveball that finds the zone.
That's a pretty curveball, 12-6. Breaker 84 miles per hour, so a hard curve. But still that vertical break.
Working quickly, 0-1. And that's a called strike in there to make it 0-2. Another curveball from Dylan Ross.
And another mid-80s one as well. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
And two straight curveballs. We'll see if maybe he goes back to the fastball to speed things back up. He's set in the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on the fastball. How about that? Dylan Ross, he comes in to make his debut after not playing in 2023, dealing with injuries. And he strikes out the side. 1-2-3 go the Threshers. We head to the third inning here at Bay Carroll Ballpark. Still scoreless.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Time to start the third inning here at Bay Carroll Ballpark. Mets and Threshers scoreless through two innings. Still looking for our first run. And a new pitcher on here for the Threshers. It is A.J. Wilson. So he takes over for Lachlan Wells. Leading it off here for the Mets is going to be Marco Vargas. Back to the top of the order here for the Mets. Wells, who goes one time through, gave up just two hits, no runs, one walk, and one strikeout. And the first pitch here to Vargas inside. Ahead 1-0. So a successful rehab start for Lachlan Wells. Now A.J. Wilson here for Clearwater. 1-0 pitch, and that misses high. Vargas ahead 2-0. Wells will come set, and the 2-0 pitch is inside. That'll make it three balls and no strikes. So after Vargas swung at a couple pitches that probably didn't want to out of the zone, much more patient here. 3-0, he takes this one for ball four. And it's a leadoff walk for the Mets here in the third inning on four straight pitches. A.J. Wilson in 2024. This is his fifth appearance, holds a 3.60 ERA. Has walked five and struck out eight. Carson Benge here now at the plate. Had a stand-up double back in the first inning. And he takes this first pitch for a strike. Slider that finds the zone. Owen 1 here to Carson Benge. A one pitch gets away, and Vargas going to head up to second, and in the no throw here from Tait. So Marco Vargas is into scoring position with no outs on a wild pitch. And a tough start here for A.J. Wilson. 1-1 the count here to Carson Bench. Wilson setting the pitch on the way. Taking inside. Now moves to 2-1. So Mets hitters being patient here as Wilson has entered the game. Throwing just one strike in the seven pitches he's thrown. 2-1, fly ball. This one into center field. It keeps going back at the track, and it's going to fall in for a ground rule double. Vargas is going to head home. He will score. So Carson Benge on the ground rule double has given the Mets a 1-0 lead. Carson Benge breaking back out in a big way. Back-to-back doubles. Ball that just kept on carrying out to left center. Just a few inches short of the wall. So Mets now out in front, 1-0. And it's Hayden Sanger at the plate. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Sanger struck out in his first at-bat. Ben John second. 1-0 Mets lead. One-oh pitch. And a fly ball into center field. Going back is Knorr. He's underneath it. He'll make the catch. Ben is going to try and tag the relay throw. Not in time. So Benj is able to advance to third on the flyout from Hayden Sanger. And that'll bring Corey Collins now to the plate here for the Mets. Collins looking to try and drive in Benj and give the Mets a 2-run lead. First pitch, slider, missed low. And it's 1-0 here to Collins. One ball, no strikes, runner on third and one out. Wilson's 1-0 finds the inside part of the plate. That's up the count at 1-1. Collins had the tough day yesterday. Flew out in the first inning. Looking for an RBI here. 1-1. And that's inside for ball two. So Wilson still struggling to find the strike zone. Infield in here for the Threshers. 2-1. Collins fights this one off. Fouls it back. And the count leave it up at 2-2. Wilson grabbing the rosin bag here. Trying to pick up a big second out. But Collins going to take a timeout for a moment. And he's back in, set to go on the 2-2 pitch. Runner on third with one out. And Collins fouls this one off. So Corey Collins again trying to fight things off, and he's talking to the umpire. I think he might have thought he still had his timeout in his back pocket. So 2-2 pitch inside, and the count will run full at 3-2. Count has run full. Carson Benge on third base, one out. Mets lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. Wilson from the rubber with the payoff. And that's a called strike three right on the inside corner. Collins didn't like it, but he will not challenge. And a big out number two there for Wilson, trying to hold Benj at third base. Calling out next up here for the Mets. 0 for 1 so far today. Struck out in the second. I'll have a shot at driving in Benj for an RBI. Fouls off the first pitch on a fastball. Houck is behind 0-1. One pitch, and that's a called strike on the high part of the zone. It's been challenged by Houck, but it's going to stay a strike. So the Mets 0-1 in the challenge department. Now 0-2. Wilson set in the pitch. This one misses inside. Gets away for a moment, but not far enough for Benj to advance. One ball, two strikes now to Colin Houck. Wilson set, and the 1-2 pitch outside. Count evens up at 2-2. Two pitch called, strike three. Houck thought about challenge, and now he will not be granted that challenge. Also confusion there for a moment. Houck hesitated, didn't get it, so he is the final out of the inning. And the Mets will strand Benj on third, but they do score one. They've taken a 1-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the third.
Two to Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Two to Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Back here for the bottom of the third at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. It's the Mets and Threshers on this Saturday night. New pitcher on for St. Lucie, it's Ethan Lanthier, making his second appearance here in the 2024 season. His first was against Jupiter back on September 1st, where he went one inning, gave up one hit, and had two strikeouts. So trying to follow up his excellent debut here in Clearwater. He'll face off against Raider Tillot. Tillot, who was 1-for-4, batting .256 on the season. And the first pitch is inside, 4-1. Went back and looked at that last pitch to Colin Howe. Ricardo de la Cruz was discussing things with home plate umpire Gustavo Garza, but it was indeed a strike. Pitch finds the inside part of the zone, and now the count's evened up 1-1 here. So had Houck been granted that challenge, he would have lost it. So ends up as a good thing for the Mets. if they don't go down 0-2 this early in the game. Pitch fouled off by Tello here. He's behind 1-2. Sometimes when you have that slight hesitation, probably not a good idea to challenge the pitch. And a lot of times umpires will not grant it anyway. 1-2, ground ball. This one's going to be foul. Tello getting a piece of the cutter at 85. And holds the count at 1-2. Lanthier in his second appearance here. 1-2 pitch outside. Cutter that cut too far out. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two pitch on its way. Broken bat flown up into shallow right field. This one's going to be caught by Serrano. And that is out number one. So a good start here for Lanthier in the third inning. And now Brady Day up here for the Threshers. Day 1-for-4 in last night's ball game. He's batting 186 on the season. Lanthier fires him a cutter that misses low. One ball, no strikes. And the 1-0 pitch now fouled off. Count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out here in the bottom of the third with nobody on. Mets have a 1-0 lead. Off the RBI double from Carson Bench. 1-1 pitch, fired outside. And the count moves to 2-1 on Day. Lanthier comes set, and the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Count evens up at 2-2. Fastball at 96 miles an hour. Lanthier ramped it up on that last pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes here today. One out, nobody on. Mets with a 1-0 lead. 2-2 pitch. That misses outside. And that'll run the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Key for Mets pitching staff has consistently been to throw strikes. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. First strike, 3. Lanthier gets Day out on a cutter inside. And that is out number 2 of the inning. So first time through the order against the Threshers. Mets hold them to just a single walk back in the first inning. And now it'll be Starlin Caba who lined out to lead off the game. Takes this pitch here for a strike. He's behind 0-1. Six straight retired batters here for the Mets. Four of them on strikeouts. 0-1 pitch that just misses outside. They'll leave it up the count at 1-1. Lanthier said, and now we'll deliver the 1-1 pitch. Pitch misses low, cutter at 91. And it's a 2-1 count. Caba set, writing on the 2-1. Brown ball. This one is fielded by Collins. He'll flip to Lanthier, and he steps on first for out number 3. So the Mets pick up another 1-2-3 inning. They still lead this game 1-0 as we'll head to the fourth here at Bay Care Ballpark.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Neon Gym Blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day. Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back here at BayCare Ballpark, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Jake, thanks for doing the first three innings of play-by-play. You handed me a 1-0 lead. And when we get back to the seventh inning, I'll see if I can't hand it back to you with the Mets in front. A.J. Wilson, the lefty reliever, will continue to pitch as we start the fourth inning, 1-0 St. Lucie. Batters Eli Serrano, and Eli chases one down and away for strike one. Mets getting a couple of doubles from Carson Benj, their first-round draft pick tonight. Second double producing the game's one run, driving in Marco Vargas. It was a ground rule double. 0-1 pitch from Wilson. Ball is away. They got Benj to third base with one out, but Wilson able to strike out Collins and Houck looking. Keep that second run from coming home. Wilson from the stretch, the 1-1 comes too far inside. Wilson working from the left side of the rubber against these lefty batters, and he comes set and he almost turns his back all the way to the hitter, trying to be as deceptive as possible. They can see the number 55 before he wings it in there, which is low for ball three. Nice crowd tonight, best crowd of the week by far. Last fireworks show, last big night of the year for the Threshers' regular season. Frenchie's Tiki Bar, very busy down there tonight. 3-1 pitch from Wilson. It's popped up on the infield by Serrano. Caba, the shortstop, calling for it. Two hands makes the catch. Serrano is out number one of the fourth. A.J. Ewing will be next. A.J. 0-for-1 reaching on a fielder's choice. Mets need to win tonight and tomorrow to surpass their win total from last year and avoid their loss total from last year, which was a franchise record 84. 1-1 finish of the next two games, including this one. They'll have more wins, but the same amount of losses. We won't even talk about 0-2. Let's hope that doesn't come to fruition. 1-0 coming to Ewing. A.J. takes a slider down and away. Tomorrow's season finale starts at noon. Could be some weather in the area. That system out in the Gulf of Mexico, up in Louisiana, maybe heading this way. Hopefully it stays north of us. 2-0 pitch, and Ewing will take it for a strike. Takes a peek back at it, will not challenge. It's challenged once tonight and lost. Two left the rest of the game. Two balls in the strike. Wilson set. The pitch. It's fisted foul, back overhead by Ewing. Slider at 79 miles per hour. Two balls, two strikes. Got a lot of kids and families on the berms, the grass seating. Stretches from left center to the right field corner. And pitcher stepping off That is an automatic ball. Step off with the bases loaded. The clock does not reset. So pitch clock violation on Wilson for ball three. Full count now. Ewing just uses his timeout. Payoff pitch, and it's low for ball four. Tried the slider again, fell below the knees. So A.J. goes down to first. And the Mets have a one-out base runner. And a speedy one at that. Nick Roselli, who also has a walk tonight, will bat next. 1-0 Mets, one on, one out, top four. All three games in this series decided by one run to this point. Mets won the opener in six innings as this pitch goes high. 4-3. Clearwater won the next game in eight innings, 6-5. And then finally got the full nine in yesterday. Clearwater coming from behind to beat the Mets 3-2. Wilson's 1-0 pitch. A slider called the strike. Roselli didn't like it, but will not challenge it. As a matter of fact, six of the Mets' last seven games have been decided by one run. And the other game in the mix was a two-run affair. You got to go back to July, or rather August 23rd. Thursday game against Palm Beach as this pitch is a strike. Roselli doesn't like it again. Last time there was a Mets game decided by more than three runs. So we have been experiencing and enjoying some really close games down the stretch here. Some wins, some losses. But very competitive. Roselli swings and misses at one a foot off the plate. He strikes out for the second out of the inning, and perhaps those two close pitches called strikes against him factored into that decision to swing. Again, it's been almost all sliders by Wilson for these lefty hitters. We'll see if that changes now with a right-hander in Jacoby Long. Popped out to end the second inning on the infield. First pitch is a ball outside. He went fastball 89. Ewing with the big lead, but he was leaning back towards first. Pitch came home, trying to keep a close eye on that potential pickoff throw from the lefty Wilson. Here it comes, and A.J. races back in safely. Off-balance sidearm throw. Didn't have much on it. Pitch coming to Long. Swings and misses at the slider. Gives the count a ball and a strike. Long on a season-high six-game hitting streak, quietly having a strong finish to the 2024 season. Ewing's running. He got a great jump. Pitch taken for a strike. The throw down to second skips away. The second baseman, Saltabon, couldn't handle it. In and out of his glove, a stolen base for Ewing. That pitch was called a strike. It looked like it was really low. Long did not challenge it. One-two count. Ewing in scoring position. Wilson's pitch home is floated into shallow right field. Matheson on the move in fair territory. Makes the catch near the line. And the side is retired. No runs for the Mets. No hits. No errors. One man stranded. Mets still lead 1-0 halfway through the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Ethan Lampier out for his second inning of work between Paul on rehab, Ross making his first pro appearance in Lanthier. Mets have pitched well tonight for three innings, having not allowed a hit, just a walk. Lanthier, 1-2-3, third inning, topped out at 98. Does this fastball outside to Norrie for a ball, and then misses again. The cutter, and it's 2-0. Looking in the Mets bullpen. See anybody warming up down there? Not quite yet. Fastball high and away, 96, 3-0. All these pitches missing up and out to the lefty. So at least point, not there at the moment. Rio pitch, miss high and wide. So four pitches all to the same spot. And it's a leadoff walk. Lanthier will have to contend with Norrie on the bases as the tying run. Eduardo Tait, the only other thresher to reach base tonight. The walk in the first inning with two outs will bat. Norrie takes a good size lead, has the sliding mitt on his left hand. First pitch home, and that's right in there for a strike. Fastball at 92. Here from the stretch, holding, will spin and throw over a soft throw. Norrie back in safely. Tight at the plate, hitting 272 on the year, 5 homers, 24 driven in. Lanthier from the stretch delivers home, a fastball swung through and missed. Elevated eye high at 92, nothing and 2 is the count. And Tight will use his timeout. Norrie's lead growing slightly. He's running. Pitches outside. Sanger's throw. One hops the tag on the arm, and he is out. Vargas wrangles the one-hop throw by Sanger and applies to the forearm of Norrie, caught stealing. Hayden Sanger, while he didn't get it there on a line, good enough. One hopped right to the base. Boy, he has made a difference in the two games he's caught this week. Strong arm, good defensive presence. St. Lucie happy to have him on rehab. Swing and a miss on the very next pitch, and down goes Tait. A two-pitch sandwich of a caught stealing and a strikeout. Two gone and nobody out in the home fourth inning. And Saltabon comes to the plate. It is 17th home run of the season 2 days ago. Lanthier coming set. First pitch, fastball, top of the zone, strike one. Fastball at 95. That's now getting some action going in the bullpen. Looks like Jeremy Peguero out there. Slider, what a pitch, right at the top of the zone again, strike two. Saltabon set for the fastball, instead got the 86 mile per hour slide piece. So after four misfires to start this inning, Lanthier has rediscovered the arm slot. Now trying to end this inning with the 0-2 pitch. Slider too high. Saltabon takes it for ball one. 1-0 Mets, two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning. Lanthier coming set. Glove at the belt. The pitch. Struck him out with the slider. Ethan Lanthier, two scoreless innings, facing the minimum. No hits and three strikeouts. Great appearance for him in what figures to be the last of his 2024 season. 1-0 Mets through four.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Clearwater Threshers as we start the fifth inning, Eli Trope. His first appearance of the week, a righty for the first time tonight for the Mets to face. And he'll get the top of the lineup, starting with Marco Vargas. He's responsible for the game's lone run and scored it back in the third. First pitch, and Trope gets a pop-up off the bat of Vargas. Foul ground. The catcher doesn't see it, and it cannot be caught by Tait. It lands harmlessly on the warning track. He never saw it. And Trope, he might have had the best chance. He saw it the whole way, but he was giving his catcher the benefit of the doubt. But no, Tait didn't see it. That landed about a couple of feet from the padded wall. So a break for Vargas. Live to see another pitch. Marco, in addition to his walk in the third, lined out to start the game. Trope's next pitch is hit hard on the ground. Backhanded by Saltabon, throws to first, and Vargas is out. So no harm after the missed pop-up. And now this resurgent Benj will hit. Two doubles today. In case you're wondering, the season high in doubles hit by the Mets in a game. You'd have to go to Jairo Cuevas. He hit three. And Bradenton, as Benj takes a strike. That was way back on May 12th, that wild 12-11 10-inning game. Benj takes one low.
Well, nice to see Benj breaking back out here after the back-to-back doubles. See what more he can do. This is a hitters-friendly ballpark, and Benj, who's got a very powerful bat, if he can get a hold of one good pitch.
1-1. Changeup finds the inside corner. 1-2. Also encouraging that Benj hit his doubles against lefties 1-2. Benj will line one the other way for a base hit. Flies by DeMartini. It'll be played by Dragu, and Carson Benj has a three-hit game, his third since coming over from the FCL.
Well, when Carson Benj gets hot, he gets hot. Another three-hit day for him. Just excellent job on that one. Pitch that was away from him. Reaches out, able to poke it into left field, get it through for a base hit, and continue his great offensive day.
Hayden Sanger 0 for 2 in this rehab game. Takes a changeup for strike one. One on, one out. 1-0 Mets. Top of the fifth inning. Sanger has struck out and flown out. Loops one. Foul territory. Drops in the grass out of the range of Tello. Down the first base side. Sanger trying to lace one into the opposite field. It's now in an 0-2 count. And everybody will have to reset.
He's had a couple of good swings, just waiting for a good pitch that he can straighten out a little bit. They're not known for his hitting. He's been excellent behind the plate for the Mets in this rehab assignment.
0-2 pitch. And it's inside for a ball. On a game on July 9th for Syracuse, Sanger was hit on his right hand, suffered a fracture. And he now has some padding on the top of that right hand. Right near the knuckles. And he takes strike three at the knees, will not challenge it. Well-placed fastball at 89 miles per hour from Trope.
That's a good pitch. Comes in quickly on that outside part of the plate, kind of painting the corners there, and a tough one for Sanger to try and lay off of, or at least even get a piece of it.
Corey Collins next. He'll take a fastball outside. Collins, for a great start to this series, has been quieted. 0-for-4 game yesterday, 0-for-2 today with the pop-out and strikeout looking. Benj, solid lead on first, but hasn't broken towards second yet. As this throw goes back to first by the catcher, not in time. Tight trying to back pick Benj. Dirt ball, Tello dug out. Pitch was called a ball.
Well, you just mentioned Benj had not been moving too much at first base. I think that's the fastest I've seen him move. He saw that throw coming and got back over quickly. Nice job to get back in.
Collins will take ball three, up and out. Colin Houck awaits on deck. Trope's 3-0 pitch, and it's right down the pipe. Collins taking all the way. 3-1. Benj takes his lead. Not running. Pitch is fisted foul over by the Clearwater dugout. And it's now full count. And we know for sure that Benj will be running this time.
Benj, a guy who plays in the outfield, should have some pretty good speed. If Collins can get a hold of one and get into the outfield, good chance for Benj to, at the very least, get to third.
A week ago at Clover Park, Collins hit his first pro home run. It feels like he's due for another before this season comes to a close. 3-2 pitch, Benj goes. Slider is called strike three, and Collins immediately says, no, no, we're challenging. And he lost, and he cannot believe that that was actually a strike. Good call by Gustavo Garza. And Collins strikes out and dismayed by the pitch. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left. We're halfway home in game four of this now five-game series. Mets lead 1-0.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast.
and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Bottom five, and we have a new pitcher in the mound for the Mets there. Fourth of the night, lefty Jeremy Figuero, trying to keep a good night going on the mound. Prior pitchers Hall, Ross, and Lanthier not allowed to hit yet. A couple of walks, and Lanthier and Ross both striking out three. Looking dominant while doing so. So Figuero, who has been a solid contributor from the Mets bullpen for nearly the whole year, but he's not finishing on a strong note, and it's because he's lost command of the strike zone. It's surprising because he was a guy who does not walk a lot of guys, but that has changed here in August. Let's see if he can get it going. His last four appearances, 2-3-3-1 walks, and inning in a third or less. And he throws the first pitch that goes 55 feet. Ball one.
And not been the Figuero that we've gotten to know throughout this season. Just had a couple of tough games trying to get back on track. And it needs one good inning.
DeMartini, the batter, will take another pitch that this time just scrapes over the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Well, you start to think about pitchers like Figuero and earlier in the year, Franklin Gomez, guys who are pitching deeper and longer into seasons they ever have before. Maybe just running out of steam. As this ball is over the plate and sent into center field, Ben's racing back, and he misplays it, and it's going to the wall. DeMartini's going to round second. He's going to third. Vargas will hold the throw. And the tying run is now 90 feet away as this ball is tracked by Benj, who wasn't running full speed, reached up at the last moment off of his glove. Certainly a catchable ball that should be an error.
We'll see. It's been called a triple, but Benj definitely had a really good chance of that ball, kind of nonchalantly went back to catch it, and then by the time he realized it was going to be over his head and made that leap, it was too late. It almost looked like it might have been in and out of his glove.
This ball is outside. Well, earlier this week, there was a 100-mile-per-hour rocket hit by Colin Houck to third base that just scraped off the third baseman's mitt. It was called an error, inexplicable. And that, if we're going to call that one an error, then that should be an error, too. Let's call it fair both ways, please. Not the case. But either way, the Mets infield is in. Benj has had some tough troubles out there this week. He dropped an easy one a couple of nights ago, right before the Reigns game. Dragoo, the batter, takes a pitch up and away, and it's 3-0. Tough start for Figuero. Should have out number one under his belt now. Trying to avoid a walk. Pitch to Dragoo. Not even close. Ball four. So Seven pitches, six balls, and then that play in center field.
And this is where things can start to get dangerous. You already have the triple and now a walk. And when those things get coupled together, that's when runs start to get scored. Hopefully, Paguero can settle down and start getting pitches over the strike zone, even though that first one probably should have been an out.
Yeah, I've seen the replay of this, and that's, I mean, yeah, I'm not sure how the official score comes up with the triple there. First pitch to Carter Matheson is a called strike. Mets infield, the corners are going to play even with their bags. Middle infield backed up for a double play ball. Swung on and missed, strike two. Matheson in the hole here. Guerrero tries to route.
Well, and normally in a hitter-friendly ballpark like this where there's a lot of offense, you would expect you might be okay with giving up the run, but with the way these games have been, they've all been so close.
A line drive pulled to right field, foul. One hop off the rolled-up tarp. So Matheson a hair in front. That pitch.
Three official games that we've had in this series, all one-run games, and have come down to the last innings, especially the game last night for the Mets. On the last strike, Serrano nearly tied it.
Guerrero's still working at 0-2. The pitch to Matheson. Checked his swing. Looked like he might have gone too far on appeal. No. And Hayden Sanger blocked it. He was in the other batter's box. Saves a wild pitch, and for the moment, the 1-0 lead.
Paguero trying to go for one of those wasted pitches, but that one just too far away. Needs to keep it closer to keep it tempting for Matheson.
Pickoff, though, to first. Not in time. Checking in on Dragu. And Paguero wants a new baseball. He will be obliged. 1-0 Mets. Nobody out. Runners at the corners for the Threshers in the bottom of the fifth. Guerrero delivers the 1-2, and it's fouled away off the screen. Came at him with the fastball. This is Paguero's first appearance of the week. Fresh arm. Last appeared Saturday. It's been a week. 1-2, broken bat, foul the other way, over towards the tarp again, and now we'll pause as Matheson has to go get a new stick. Paguero pitched on that Saturday night in the ninth inning. The Mets were down 10-9, surrendered a run. With all these new pitchers rolling in, getting a chance, that means Paguero has time to rest, sit. Others eat innings. Also, we haven't played the max innings this week, of course, with the rain. 1-2 again as Matheson is back in there. Paguero throws one in the dirt, and it's blocked again by Sanger.
Sanger doing a nice job of keeping those balls in front of him and not letting him get to the backstop. Paguero needs to come closer to the strike zone here now, 2-2. Do not want to put Matheson in a full count.
Now the umpire says, no, you need a new baseball after that one with the dirt. Guerrero's 2-2 pitch. Matheson hits one off the end of the bat. Foul.
That was a good pitch by Paguero. Came much closer to the strike zone. Matheson able just to make contact with it. Foul it off this time.
Balls, two strikes. Paguero delivers another one, and it's grounded foul right side. Just having a tough time putting Matheson away. Jumped on him real quick, 0-2.
It's been a long battle. We've seen a couple of these in this game. And usually this is where things lean in the favor of the pitcher. Paguero's just got to make sure he gets one over the strike zone.
will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat. And he struck him out on a slider. Matheson out ahead of it. And a big win for Peguero. You get that deep into a count, it becomes tough as a pitcher to put the batter away, never mind get a strikeout. So battle won by Peguero. And let's see what the Mets defense does now. They were already backed up in the middle anyways. And they'll stay that way with runners at the corners and Tello the batter. Double play would get them out of the inning. First pitch, a fastball, a snap throw to first base, the tag, safe! Oh! Collins thought he got the tag down on Dregu. What a snap throw by Sanger to first.
That was a beautiful throw over to first. I thought it got there in time. It was a close play. Collins kind of had to come around and get that tag, which made it a second maybe too late. Looked pretty good. It was close.
Pitch was a called strike. The next pitch is called strike two on Tello. That's one of those where if Collins is a lefty first baseman and has the glove on his other hand, wouldn't have had to do that spin around tag. I thought he got him anyways. But that would have been a sneaky out number two. Peguero 0-2 on Tello. Delivers the pitch. Breaking ball fouled away. Hung in there and got a piece of the slider. 1-0 Mets. One out. Runners at the corners. Bottom of the fifth. A triple to start the inning. A controversial triple. Looked to us live and then on replay that catchable ball. Remains the only hit now for the Threshers. Peguero, another 0-2. Breaking ball struck him out. The slider down and in. And Tello goes down for out number two. And Jeremy Peguero is rallying. Back-to-back strikeouts. Runners at the corners. Now he'll get the lefty-lefty matchup in Brady Day. Chance to escape this inning.
And two fantastic slider strikeout pitches from Peguero. Really loving what I'm seeing from him in these last two batters. See if he can do it one more time.
First pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner. Peguero came in and he fell behind 2-0 on the first batter. Surrender that fly ball to center. Then a four-pitch walk. And really, it's been a ton of strikes since. He's figured it out quickly. The 0-1, slider hit up the middle. That's going to be stopped by the shortstop Vargas. The throw to first in time, and the inning is over. What a sequence by Peguero. Runners at the corners, no out, strikeout, strikeout. And that soft one-hop ground ball over second, no problem for Vargas. And the Mets maintain a 1-0 lead.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a Saturday night from Clearwater, Florida, the penultimate game of the 2024 regular season in the Florida State League. And single A and high A. Colin Houck will bat for the Mets to lead off the sixth. Mets lead 1-0. First pitch from Trope goes to the backstop. Inning number two for Trope. Worked around a bench single in the fifth. Houck has struck out twice tonight, the second and third, once swinging, once looking. Pitch comes inside and hits Colin on the elbow. Somewhere on the left arm. A painful way to get on, but he's on. Let's see if the Mets can cash that in. 1-0 lead on the road, never a safe proposition. Did you know, Jake, that while high A and single A end tomorrow, double A gets another week? And don't you wish St. Lucie was double A so you could spend one more week?
You know what? Selfishly, I do.
And you know what? Triple A, two more weeks.
Oh, well, that's just not fair.
It used to be across the board, pre-2021. 140 for everybody. Oh, you would have loved that. We have a pinch hitter for Eli Serrano. It's Johairo Cuevas. Not sure what that's about. Serrano, a single and a pop out.
There was nothing that should have indicated a potential injury either. He did get banged up on the knee yesterday.
Cuevas foul tips this pitch, and that one caught, fouled it off. That one caught a piece of the catcher, Tait. I don't want anybody getting dinged up and having to miss time now. We're so close to the end. And Tait's going to need a minute. And while he takes a deep breath, and the training staff comes out to have a look, let's go over the Florida State League scoreboard. If you missed the pregame show, Jake relayed that the playoff matchups are set. Lakeland and Fort Myers started that series on Tuesday. Fort Myers needed to win three games, Lakeland four. Well, Lakeland won four of the first four, and that wrapped it up yesterday. They won twice, eliminating Fort Myers. And then yesterday, Bradenton and Daytona had two games on the schedule. Didn't play either, but Palm Beach beat Jupiter, and that eliminated Jupiter, so Daytona sneaks in as the wild card in the East. So there you go. It'll be next Tuesday, or this coming Tuesday, Clearwater at Lakeland in Game 1 in the West, and Palm Beach at Daytona in Game 1 in the East. They'll take an off day on Wednesday and then play Game 2s on Thursday. Clearwater will be back here, and Jake, we're going to go down and watch Daytona take on Palm Beach and Roger Dean on Thursday.
Absolutely. Get some extra baseball in. We'll get to enjoy it, though, from the stands this time around.
So it won't come down to the last day in the Florida State League, or even on the Saturday. It's all wrapped up. The Tights going to stay in the game. We are ready to resume. And it's a pitch outside. Now, Fort Myers, I'm not sure what happened to the Mighty Muscles, but they coughed it up. Two-one pitch coming to Cuevas. Now, they had a six-game series at home against Lakeland a few weeks ago, won the first four to go six up, and then lost the weekend. They're still four up after the weekend. But they won one of those two weekend games. They probably finish off Lakeland right there. And they let him hang in there. Cuevas skies one on the infield. Actually, it's going to range now to the shallow outfield. The left fielder, Dragu, will make the catch all the way in shallow center. Came a long way for a ball that was clearly Norrie's. But Cuevas is out number one.
Well, they made the communication, were able to make the catch, so no harm, no foul. And now A.J. Ewing will have to try and advance Houck over at first base.
Ewing 0-for-1 with the walk and the ground out. Trope, first pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Mets lead 1-0. Carson Benj, RBI ground rule double in the third inning. Drove home Vargas. When he was on second with no outs, the Mets couldn't get him in. Remains a 1-0 game. Pitches inside for a strike. Snap throw to first base by the catcher, Tait. Not in time to first. knocked back safely. You go to the fifth inning with the Threshers, a leadoff triple. And they did not bring that runner home to tie the game. Big sequence for Jeremy Peguero. Owen 2 on Ewing. The pitch to the backstop. And Houck will jog up to second. A wild one. It takes away potential double play, and now a hit could elicit a run.
That's a big one there for the Mets. Now Houck standing in scoring position. We'll see if they can cash in. As you mentioned, Adam, no lead is really safe in this ballpark, especially a run-run lead, which we've seen before in this series.
Inside, another pitch to the backstop. And Houck goes to third. That one might have got the glove of tight, but he really had to reach for that. It should be classified as another wild pitch. And that changes the dynamics here. Ewing back towards a hitter's count, and the infield has to come in with one out. And Houck 90 feet away.
Now a sacrifice fly can also get Houck home.
The 2-2 from Trope swung on and missed. Ewing chases the fastball for strike three. That'll leave it to Nick Roselli. Or perhaps Trope has another wild pitch in that right arm.
Ewing wanted the fastball there, got it, but it was just too far out of the zone and tried to reach out for it. That's a really tough pitch to try and make contact with it when it's too far out of the zone.
Infield back to its normal position. Fastball outside to Roselli for ball one. Nick today has walked and struck out. Mets with runners in scoring position today. Now 1-for-9. Ground ball the first. Stabbed by Tello. He takes it himself, inning over. And Houck is stranded 90 feet away. Make it 1-for-10. With runners in scoring position. The Mets have had their chances. They're living dangerously, and they're living with a 1-0 lead. We're halfway through the sixth inning.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, Yukari De La Cruz, manager, Jordan Cross, the pitching coach. Looks like they're emptying the bullpen. The new pitcher on the mound. It's already the fifth of the day, inning number six. This is Christian Rodriguez. Takes over for Peguero, and what a job by Peguero. An inning, a hit, scoreless with one walk and two strikeouts, runners at the corners. No outs, and he struck out two and got a ground out to preserve the 1-0 lead. See if Rodriguez can keep it up. He's been good since coming over from the complex. First pitch is fouled away by Starlin Caba. Back to the top of the order, and Caba, who has 0-for-2 with the line out and the ground out to first. Rodriguez, another pitcher, should be fresh as he gets the ground ball by Caba out to the second baseman, Roselli. Throw is good. Out number one in the home sixth. We last saw Rodriguez on Saturday. 4 innings, 3 hits, a couple of runs. He walked 4, which is very strange because he was a pitcher who, since came over from the FCL, was a strike thrower. Fastball strike one to Dante Norrie. Pretty cut and dry tonight when the Mets are throwing strikes. They are mowing through this Threshers lineup. Norrie, a ground out and a walk and caught stealing. He takes strike two.
And that's been the story for the Mets all season long, is when they're throwing strikes, they've been at their best. This pitching staff, early on in the year, led the entire minors in strikes.
0-2 pitch is fouled away. Well, since the return from COVID in 2021, when everything was flipped, they got rid of the lower short season teams, they condensed everything, they dropped the Florida State League to single A, but really across the minors, strike throwing and walks have been an issue, top to bottom in the minors. Swing and a miss on a pitch way out of the zone, Norrie goes down. But it is... remarkable to see. It is a little concerning, I'd say. You know, it's probably the most boring part of the game is when there's just a bunch of walks and standing around as a pitcher can't throw a strike. So, we'll see what baseball does. I know they watch these things like a hawk to try to, help the game along there with more strikes as this pitch is a ball. But especially at the lower level, single A, you just get all these young pitchers, they're throwing hard. They're taught to spin it, and it's a measure of sacrificing control for stuff. And we've seen that the teams that throw strikes succeed. A 2-0 pitch is lofted into center field. Ben's racing back. He reaches over the shoulder and hauls this one in to retire Tait. It's a 1-2-3 breezy inning in the sixth. For Rodriguez. Well, Jake, I did it. I'm going to hand you back the lead. You're welcome. 1-0 Mets. Seventh inning is coming up next.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Back here at Bay Cale Ballpark, the Mets leading the Threshers by a score of 1-0. Mets trying to hold on to this lead, get a big win as they look to close out their 2024 season on a positive note. Up by one run here, new pitcher on for the Clearwater Threshers. It's Garcia. Garcia making his FSL debut here for the Threshers in the FCL this year. 2-2 with a 4.33 ERA. 24 walks and 27 strikeouts. And he will face off against Jacoby Long to lead things off. Pitches high and inside for ball one. So Eli Trope's day is done. Now the 1-0 pitch misses wide. And that makes the count 2-0. And it's a hard ground ball. This one is going to be fielded by Caba. Throws to first in time. And Long is out number one here in the seventh. And that'll bring the top of the lineup back up here for the Mets and Marco Vargas. Vargas takes the first pitch, high for ball one. He's 0 for 2 so far today. Did walk back in the third inning, eventually came around to score. Waits on the 1-0, and it's inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes here to Vargas. Vargas is really good at drawing the walk, has a good eye. And Garcia, a guy who had a decent amount of walks in the FCL, maybe something Vargas can take advantage of. He's going to take all the way here on a 2-0, and now he's ahead. Three balls and no strikes. Garcia set now the 3-0, and that'll miss for ball four. So Vargas draws a four-pitch walk. And it's a one-out base runner here for the Mets in the seventh. And that's going to bring up Carson Bench, who has been electric in today's game. Already 3 for 3, two doubles and a single. And the one double, a ground rule double, could have been even more bases had it stayed in the ballpark. Runner on first, one out, Mets leading 1-0. And Bench takes the first pitch low for ball one. And Carson Bench, a guy who is either really hot or really cold at the plate so far in his first year with the St. Lucie Mets. Fantastic when he first joined the team, cooled off a little bit, but then got hot again. Another mini slump has broken out here today. Vargas takes off, pitches a ball, throw to second, and that is not in time. Vargas slides in on the stolen base. It was a pretty good throw from Tait, the Clearwater catcher, but not enough to get Vargas. So he is in scoring position. 2-0 count here to Carson Bench. Garcia comes set. And the 2-0 pitch. And that's taken for a strike. They're over the zone. Bench with a little kick and steps out, readjusts there. I don't think he liked that pitch. 2-1. Vargas on second. Garcia with the pitch. Vargas taking off for third. Pitches a ball. The throw to third. Not in time. Marco Vargas with another stolen base. Crowd doesn't like the call, but good speed from Vargas. And now a runner on third, 90 feet away here for the Mets for some insurance runs. And the hottest hitter for the Mets, Carson Bench, at the plate. 3-1 count. Bench flies this one into left field, but this is going to get well foul and into the stands. So the count has run full. It's 3-2 on Bench. Vargas at third base. 1-0 Mets lead. Been 5 total hits in this game. Mets looking for a big one here. Garcia is set. Infield in for the Threshers. Here's the payoff pitch. Benj flies it again into left field, but well foul. And we will do the 3-2 once more. Benj will readjust his batting gloves before stepping in, and he's going to take a timeout here as the pitch clock was winding down. Back in and ready to go, Garcia set, and the 3-2. Take an eye for a ball four, so Benj draws the walk, and now it's runners on the corners with one out here for St. Lucie. And now it's going to be Hayden Sanger next up for the Mets. But first, a mound visit here from the Clearwater pitching coach. It's Gustavo Armas. He'll talk things over with Garcia, who's had a little bit of trouble locating. Got the ground out against Long to enter the inning. And then a walk here to Vargas. Two stolen bases. He's on third. And now the walk to Carson Benj. The mound visit is now over and we're set to go. Sanger 0 for 3 so far today. Swings and misses on a first pitch slider. He's behind 0-1. One ball is one strike. Garcia set. Now the pitch. Benj is going to take off for second. Pitch is outside. No throw from Tai. So a free stolen base for Carson Benj, and now it's two runners in scoring position for the Mets. One ball and one strike. And now a hard ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Vargas is in to score. Benj rounding third. Here comes the throw. The play at the plate. And Benj is safe. He got underneath the tag. And the Mets have taken a 3-0 lead here in the top of the seventh. Well, that throw got there in plenty of time. But Benj able to slide in and avoid the tag. Fans not happy here in Clearwater. But the Mets on a two RBI single from Hayden Sanger have made this a 3-0 game. And now it's going to be Corey Collins up at the plate. Collins trying to extend this Mets lead even further after Sanger advanced all the way to second base on the throw home. Long hold here for Garcia. Now the first pitch to Collins, flown into deep center field. Norrie's headed back at the track. He's going to make the catch. And Sanger heads back to second. He was not tagging. So Corey Collins, a deep fly out. And now two outs in the inning for the Mets with a runner on second and Colin Houck at the plate. Garcia set, and the first pitch on its way to here to Houck. Houck fouls it off. This ball is going to stay. No, it rolls foul. Looked like for a moment it was going to stay fair, but kept turning to the right of the first baseline.
Well, Jake, while you've been broadcasting, I've got a chance to take a look at the replay of the Carson Benj slide. First off, Benj was not off on contact, which is strange because it was a ground ball at the middle. And that nearly cost him, but man, a slide. He slid in headfirst, and he rolled over onto his right hip, stretched out his right hand, got himself skinny, and he did get the plate before the tag was applied to his midsection. It was a tremendous slide, and after the Mets were robbed of one last night, the umpire got this one correct.
Garcia said a look back to second, now the 0-1. Check swing from Houck, and it's a called strike. Went around too far. So Houck is behind 0-2. A beautiful slide from Carson Benj, giving the Mets a 3-0 lead. Scored two here in the seventh, trying to add on to that.
The ball was caught on a leap by the catcher, Tait, and when it went to his mitt, Benj was starting his slide from outside the dirt circle. He was still out that far away. But, man, just a tremendous avoidance tag by Benj.
0-2 count here to Colin Houck. Runner on second and two outs. Check swing from Houck, and it is low on appeal. Did not go around. And a challenge here by Clearwater, and they're going to win it. And that has been overturned into strike three against Colin Houck. So that will end the inning, but not before the Mets have extended their lead 3-0 thanks to the two RBI single from Hayden Sanger. And it's stretch time now here at Bay Care Ballpark with the Mets up 3-0.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now back to Mets baseball.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh. Mets up 3-0 here in game four of a five-game series after one game was canceled due to weather. Christian Rodriguez back out on the mound here for St. Lucie, facing off against Saltamon. And he takes the first pitch inside for ball one. The Mets trying to hold on here to their 3-0 lead. There's a slider outside, called a ball on appeal, did not go around. So it's a 2-0 count. To Saltamont. And now a swing and a miss on a fastball. And there's strike one, so Rodriguez fighting back. Foul ball. Opens up the count at 2-2. And pitch is outside. Count runs full now here on Saltamon. 3-2, Rodriguez. Set, and the payoff pitch. Check swing inside. He went around. That's strike three. Rodriguez leads off the inning with another strikeout. Second of the day. So one down, and now it'll be DeMartini up at the plate here for the Threshers. DeMartini had the triple, called triple back in the fifth inning off the misplay by Benj in center. He's going to show bunt, but pulls it back on a changeup here from Rodriguez, and it's 1-0. This pitch is fired in low of the zone. Now Rodriguez behind 2-0. To 0 pitch, that's flown into left field. This one falling but foul. Bring the count to 2-1 on DeMartini as he heads back to the plate. Mets up 3-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Rodriguez set the 2-1. Inside. And that's ball three. Tied up DeMartini. 3 balls, 1 strike. Rodriguez set and the 3-1. Line drive in a right field, and that's down for a base hit. DeMartini with back-to-back hits follows up his triple with a single. He is a one-out base runner here for the Threshers. Joel Dragu next up here for Clearwater. One out and a runner on first. Mets with a 3-0 lead. That pitch is outside for ball one here to Dragu. Rodriguez sitting the 1-0. This is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Rodriguez, a little trouble here locating the strike zone. Falling behind a couple of batters. 2-0 pitch. Fly ball up on the infield. Collins underneath it. He's calling for it, and he'll make the catch for out number two. And a big pop out there for Christian Rodriguez. So with two away and a runner on first, it'll be Carter Matheson. Matheson, who is 0 for 2 so far today. Pitches a ball, snap throw to first. Collins trying to get around, and that is not in time. Back in safely is Matheson. And this pitch fired in low. 2 balls, no strikes to Matheson. And the 2-0 pitch misses low. So 3-0 down to Matheson. Rodriguez behind in the count. Runner on first and 2 outs. That's up 3-0. And the pitch misses inside here for ball four. So that is a walk issued to Matheson. And it'll be runners on first and second with 2 outs. And Raider Tello headed to the plate. Sanger going to head out to the mound for a mound visit. Try to talk things over with Rodriguez. mound visit is over, and we're set to resume. So two outs, two runners on. Mets up 3-0. It's a low 0-2 so far today. And he flies the first pitch into center field. Ben's racing in. Can he get there? Yes! It's caught in the outfield out the track by Carson Benj for out number 3. Had some trouble earlier today, but makes a big catch there. And the Mets will strand two runners by the Threshers on the base pass. They still lead 3-0 as we head to the 8th.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Ready to start the 8th inning here at Baycale Ballpark. Mets and Threshers here on this Saturday night. Rain has stayed away once more for us. Garcia back out on the mound here for the Threshers. First pitch to Cuevas, taken low for a ball. Cuevas 0-1 so far today. Entered into the game as a pinch hitter for Eli Serrano. Hopefully everything is okay here for Serrano. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. Count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is fired in there at the knees. Count moves to 1-2. Two from Garcia, swung on and missed for strike 3. Cuevas goes down swinging. That is out number 1 here in the 8th. The Mets trying to extend their 3-0 lead. AJ Ewing at the plate. First pitch grounded right back up the middle, and it's misplayed by Caba right over second base. Ewing is aboard safely. Caba was right there, had the ball underneath him, and just bounced right off his glove. See what the official scorer calls this. Would think it would be an error. Ewing is aboard safely. And the Mets have a one-out base runner. And it is an error on Caba. Roselli showed bunt but pulled it back. Pitch is outside. And the first official error for the Threshers here in this game. The first one in the game. One-oh pitch to Roselli. He swings and misses. Count evens up at 1-1. Ring, who's got some good speed out there on the bases. Roselli can get one into the outfield. Mets up 3-0 here in the top of the eighth. One out, runner on first, and now the 1-1 pitch. No, first a pickoff move, but Ewing back in safely. Garcia trying to keep an eye on AJ. And this pitch misses high. Count will move to 2-1. Roselli ahead in the count. Garcia set. And the 2-1. Roselli flies this one into left field. This one's going back. And it's off the inside of the wall. It stays in the ballpark. Ewing, he's going to head home. Here comes the relay throw. Roselli stays at second base as it's cut off. And it's an RBI double. The Mets have extended their lead to 4-0 as A.J. Ewing comes all the way around to score. Well, Nick Roselli nearly had a home run but just stayed in the ballpark. Off the wall out in left field. Drigu could not get there in time. And the Mets now with a 4-0 lead. Jacoby Long at the plate takes the first pitch low. Quick pop up by Tai as he watches Roselli back to second. No throw. One ball, no strikes. Mets have taken a 4-0 lead. A 1-0 pitch inside. Now it moves to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes here to Jacoby Long. Garcia set, a look to second, now the throw. And this one gets away, rolls to the backstop, and advancing to third is Nick Roselli. So it's another wild pitch from Garcia. And the Mets now with another run 90 feet away. One out in the inning. Sacrifice is in play for the Mets. Pitch. Long line drive. It's caught by Caba. Infield was playing in, and he made a great diving catch. 98.6 off the bat of Jacoby Long, but is robbed of a hit by Caba. So now two outs in the inning. It'll be the top of the lineup and Marco Vargas for the Mets. Great play by Carlin Caba. Keeps the Mets from making this a 5-0 game. First pitch to Vargas. That is taken inside for ball one. Pitch. This is high. 2-0 now to Vargas. Vargas 0-2, but has drawn two walks in the game. And he's come around to score both times he's done it. Garcia setting the 2-0. And that is in there for a strike. So it's 2-1. Pitch looked like to be inside, but no challenge from Vargas. Garcia will deliver the 2-1. Vargas fouls it off. Count is evened up at 2-2. Mets still do have two challenges remaining. 2-2 pitch. Vargas swings through that one. It's a strike. Ball gets away, but the throw over to first to complete the out. And Vargas is down on strikes. Well, that'll do it for the eighth. The Mets are able to score one. They lead 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the inning here at Bay Care Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Time to start the bottom of the eighth. Mets looking to try and hold the Threshers off. They have a 4-0 lead. And this first pitch fouled off by Brady Day. Christian Rodriguez still out on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, his third inning of work. And he fouls off another pitch, and Rodriguez is ahead 0-2. Rodriguez cruising right along in this game. He said, and now the 0-2 pitch just misses low. The count will move to 1-2. Good pitch there from Rodriguez, trying to get Day to chase. He laid off. And the Mets have held Clearwater to just two hits in this game. And here's a swing and a miss for strike three. Rodriguez gets Day to strike out. And there's now one away in the inning. Back to the top of the order here for Clearwater. And Starlin Caba. And he swings and fouls off the first pitch. He's behind 0-1. And now a ground ball right back up the middle. Scooped up by Vargas. Throws the first in time. Four out number two. Two up, two down here for Rodriguez in the eighth inning. Dante Norri next up for Clearwater. They'll try and extend it for the Threshers. 4-0 Mets lead here in the bottom of the eighth. They've played a good game, especially from the defensive side of things. And this pitch here, a called strike to Rodriguez. To Norrie, excuse me. Pitch has been challenged here by Norrie, and he's going to lose it. pitch now misses inside, so it's 2-0. Now a called strike on a fastball. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 pitch. That misses inside, and it's 3-1. Rodriguez 3-1, and that misses low, so it's ball four, and Nori will draw the walk with two outs. It extends the inning here for Tai, but he is being pinch hit here for Shogi Naga. So Shogi Naga in to pinch hit for Tai, and he grounds this first pitch foul. And he's behind 0-1. Taken low, and the count evens up at 1-1. Shogi Naga had a 132 on the season. He'll likely take over the catching duties for Tai. 1-1 pitch. Inside, snap throw to first on a hop. Collins just fields it and make sure it doesn't get past him into the right field. 2-1 now to Shogi Naga. Two outs in the inning, runner on first, Mets up 4-0. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Rodriguez setting the 2-1, ground ball, fielded by Vargas. He'll flip it over to second, and Roselli's got it secure for the final out of the inning. Mets hold off the Threshers once more. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. We'll head to the ninth with the Mets up 4-0.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound here for the Clearwater Threshers. It's Titan Hayes. He'll take over for Garcia. Garcia, who went two innings, three hits, three runs, two earned with two walks and two strikeouts. Titan Hayes, who pitched once against St. Lucie back on the 5th. Had one inning pitched, did not give up a hit, and no earned runs. There's a 1.5 ERA on the season. He'll face off against the hot Carson Benj to lead things off for the Mets in the ninth, and Benj swings and drives the first pitch in the left field, but foul. Ben still 3-for-3, 2 doubles, a single, and a walk so far in this game. Came around to score on that great slide to home. Behind here, 0-1. And fights off another pitch. Quickly behind, 0-2 against Hayes. And a timeout taken by Benj. Here with two strikes. Pitch clock here winding down. Hayes is set, and the 0-2. Benj grounds it back over to short, fielded by Kava. He's going to fire with one arm, and he got it in time. Play is made, and Benj is retired for the first time in this game. And that'll bring Hayden Sanger to the plate, but he is going to be pinch hit here for Gutierrez. So Sanger still working back from rehab assignment, is pinch hit for Gutierrez. And the first pitch to Gutierrez misses high for ball one. Gutierrez batting .095. Does have a little bit of pop to his bat. Takes this pitch outside. And a challenge here by Clearwater. And it's going to be overturned to a strike, so they win a challenge here. They've been good in the challenge department. And it's 1-1. 1-1 pitch. That misses outside. Long hold from Shogi Naga, but no challenge this time. 2-1. One from Hayes. That's a called strike. And the count evens up at 2-2. One out, nobody on here for the Mets. 4-0 lead. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Hayes comes back with a strikeout. And two up, two down. Corey Collins next up at the plate here for the Mets. Collins 0-for-4. It's been a tough streak for him. 0-for-4 yesterday, 0-for-4 so far today. And the first pitch, check swing, missed high for a ball. And it's 1-0 now to Collins. No pitch, misses low. Collins ahead 2-0. Mets in front 4-0. And a new ball is wanted by Hayes. He'll get it. A small pause here as he returns to the mound. Low pitch, that misses outside. And a good eye by Collins has put him in a 3-0 count. Mets trying to go 2-0 to close out this season, and with more wins and less losses than they did last year. 3-0 pitch, it's a called strike. Count moves to 3-1. Meanwhile, Clearwater trying to get playoff ready as they get set to face off against Lakeland in their first playoff series. Mets who have played good over the last couple of weeks. 3-1 pitch taken outside, and it's ball four. So Collins, he'll draw the walk, and that'll extend the inning here in the ninth. The Mets looking for some insurance runs. And Colin Halleck will try and drive Collins across here with two outs. Runner on first. 4-0 Mets. He takes the first pitch for a strike. Out behind 0-1. He's 0-3 so far today. Hit by a pitch back in the sixth inning. He's now set in the 0-1. It's a called strike on the upper part of the corner. Out behind 0-2. It's a clear night sky here at Clearwater. Two outs, runner on first in the 0-2 pitch. And that misses outside, but a challenge by Shogi Naga, and it's going to stay a ball. So a challenge lost here by the Threshers. One to the count. And that pitch misses outside. Slider that couldn't find the zone. It's 2-2. All these pitches in the similar spot here for Hayes. Trying to pitch Hauk low and away. That's been the go-to pitch against Hauk all year long. And he's gotten better at fighting him off. 2-2. This one comes inside. And Hauk's got to lean out of the way. And the count runs full at 3-2. And with two outs, Collins will be running at first base. He's setting the payoff. Misses low for ball four, so Hauk will draw the walk. And that'll put runners on first and second now for the Mets with two away on the back-to-back walks. And now Jairo Cuevas is next up, but first a mound visit here for Clearwater from the pitching coach. We'll talk things over with Hayes. Cuevas 0-2 so far. Now looking to try in and drive a couple more insurance runs for the Mets. They're up 4-0, but no lead is safe here in this hitters-friendly ballpark. Threshers, an offensive team known to be able to score runs at will. They scored 3 in the 7th last night. But the Mets pitching staff has been really good. They'll try to shut down Clearwater in the bottom of the 9th. They'll have Saltamont, DeMartini, and Dragu do up. Right now, though, it's Jairo Cuevas here with 2 outs and runners on 1st and 2nd. Looking for more for the Mets. And he takes the first pitch for a strike. Behind 0-1. The 1 pitch. This comes inside and hits Cuevas. And he will head down to first on the free pass. So all of a sudden, after 2 up, 2 down for Hayes, back-to-back walks, and now a hit by pitch. And that has loaded the bases here for the Mets. And it's going to be A.J. Ewing at the plate with the bases juiced. He's had success before. Takes the first pitch outside, ball one. If you remember in the series finale against Palm Beach, A.J. Ewing hit a walk-off grand slam in the 9th inning. 1-0. Taken outside for ball two. And Ewing's ahead 2-0, but showing patience here as Hayes has struggled to find the strike zone. After 2 straight outs, walked 2 batters and hit 1. 2-0 pitch. Ewing takes a big cut, and that's going to bring the count to 2-1. Pitch looked to maybe be a little bit high, but Ewing's eyes lit up. 2-1, bases loaded, 2 outs. Mets leading 4-0 here in the top of the 9th. 2-1 pitch, and that's taken high for ball 3. 3-1 the count. Nowhere to put A.J. Ewing. It's up 4-0. And the 3-1 pitch. And that misses outside for ball four. And that will walk in a run. So Mets now leading 5-0. And they will get their insurance run here in the ninth. And the bases will remain loaded for Nick Roselli. Roselli is 1-for-3 today, had a double in the eighth inning. And the first pitch to him, misses outside, 1-0. And all these pitches missing in similar spots for Hayes. And it comes as a surprise, was in a 1.5 ERA coming into the game. Got two up, two down, and now has lost control. 1-0 pitch. This one will find the zone. And the count's even up to 1-1. Don't blame Roselli for not swinging, just waiting to see if Hayes can get one over the strike zone. Does there. So bases still loaded, two outs. Mets up 5-0 in the top of the ninth. And the 1-1 pitch. Roselli check swing on a peel. He went around. And that is strike two. So Hayes now ahead of Roselli and a chance to try and stop the bleeding. Roselli takes a timeout, gets his hands dirty, and is now back in. Hayes comes set, and the 1-2 pitch. High for ball two. Count back even at 2-2. Roselli trying to do some big damage with the bases loaded. Mets have already gotten one run in. 2-2 fouled off. Roselli got a piece of it. Count stays even. Two balls and two strikes. Jacoby Long waits on deck if he gets an opportunity. 2-2 pitch. And it's fouled off again by Roselli. So this turning into a battle between Hayes and Nick Roselli. Seventh pitch coming up. Two balls and two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. Mets lead 5-0. And this pitch gets away to the backstop. Every runner's going to advance. One run is in to score. And that is going to make it a 6-0 lead for the Mets. On the wild pitch from Hayes. So it's runners on second and third with two outs and a full count to Nick Roselli. Payoff pitch. And it's chopped foul. Roselli again staying alive. This will be the ninth pitch he's going to face. Three balls, two strikes, two runners on. Hayes will come set the pitch. Roselli, shallow ground ball, fielded by Saltamont. He'll throw to first in time for the final out of the inning, but not before the Mets are able to play two. They have taken a 6-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Mets looking to shut down Saltamont, Demartini, and Dragu to pick up the win here at Big Care Ballpark.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Yeah.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets looking to close it out here in the bottom of the ninth. Two up for the Threshers is Devin Saltamon, Carson DeMartini, and Joel Dragu. And Christian Rodriguez will try to close it out here for the St. Lucie Mets. He is into his fourth inning of work. First pitch to Saltamon, misses low. 4-1. So it's 1-0. A lot of work to do for Clearwater. Mets lead 6-0. 1-0 pitch, ground ball. This one fielded cleanly by Vargas. He'll throw to first in time for out number one. So one away here in the bottom of the ninth. And now DeMartini next up for the Threshers. DeMartini 2-for-3 today. Takes the first pitch high for a ball. 1-0. Martini, who got the single against Rodriguez back in the seventh. And he takes this pitch high, but challenged here by Gutierrez. It's going to stay a ball. So the Mets lose another challenge. They have one remaining. 2-0. Swing and a miss. And the count moves to 2-1. The ball's one strike, no runners on, one out here for the Mets. 2-1 pitch fired low and outside. That's the count to 3-1. Now you have the 6-0 cushion, but do not want to start walking guys and let Clearwater back into this game. 3-1 pitch, that misses outside, and that's ball four. So DeMartini draws the walk, and it's a one-out base runner for the Threshers. Bring up Joel Dragu. 0-for-2 so far today. And again, 6 runs have to be scored by Clearwater to tie the game. But the easiest way to give a team a chance late is with the walks, hit by pitches. And now a fly ball into right field. Underneath it is Cuevas, and he'll make the catch for out number 2. And that's the best way to come right back after a walk. Easy fly out on the first pitch. So Rodriguez bounces right back. And now the Threshers are down to their final out. Carter Matheson at the plate for Clearwater. 0-for-2 so far today. Fires in this pitch for a strike. 0-1 now to Matheson. Rodriguez ahead in the count. One runner on, 2 outs. 0-1 pitch. Check swing, and he went around too far. It's a called strike, and it's 0-2. So the Clearwater Threshers down to the last strike. Mets trying to get a big 6-0 win. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3, and the Mets win this one 6-0. It's 9 innings of shutout baseball for the Mets pitching staff. A great win for St. Lucie here on Saturday night. Final score is 6-0. The Mets now improve to 45-83 on the season. The Threshers fall to 63-63. And the Mets are able to form that happy high five line on the pitching mound. And what a great performance from this pitching staff coming through shutout baseball against Clearwater, and then the offense that really came through late in this game to make it 6-0. So they get the win. We'll take a quick break here on the post-game show and wrap everything up right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back here at Bay Carroll Ballpark, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald. Mets win by a final score of 6-0. They get the shutout against the Clearwater Threshers and will now look to try and end their 2024 season on a two-game winning streak tomorrow. Your winning pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Dylan Ross. He gets the win. He's 1-0 on the season on his debut. Losing pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers is Wilson. He falls to 0-1. So Mets win 6-0 on 6 hits, no errors. Clearwater, no runs, 2 hits on 1 error. Now look at the recap here for this game. Well, it started out quiet with both teams not able to get much going, and the pitching staff was the big story for the Mets, especially Dylan Ross in the second inning. After dealing with injuries all last year, never played a game, he comes in, makes his debut for St. Lucie, 1 inning, 3 strikeouts. He was fantastic. He gets the win. And the pitching staff would carry the Mets throughout the majority of this game. Lanthier, he goes 2 innings. No hits, no runs, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. And Jeremy Peguero ran into a little bit of traffic, but no runs on just 1 hit and picks up 2 strikeouts. And then the Mets offense really came alive from the 7th inning on. They had a 1-0 lead going into the 7th. And after a ground out by Jacoby Long, Vargas, he draws the walk. Carson Bench, who had an excellent day on 3-for-4, 2 doubles and a single. But it was Hayden Sanger who had a base hit back up the middle to drive in Benj and Vargas. Benj slides in on a play at the plate, and the Mets take a 3-0 lead. And then in the 8th, able to score one more off a Nick Roselli double. A.J. Ewing with the speed gets all the way around. And into the 9th, the Mets added on a couple more insurance runs thanks to patience at the plate. After 2 up, 2 down, they draw back-to-back walks, a hit-by-pitch, and another walk. Gets 2 runs in for the Mets, and another wild pitch mixed in there as well from Titan Hayes, who had been excellent in this series but fell short at the end. And then the Mets shut it down. How about Christian Rodriguez? He goes the final 4 innings. 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts, and gets the save here on Saturday night. So, Adam, a big win for the Mets. They win it 6-0, and now we'll head to Sunday trying to close things out with a win.
Yeah, and the series will be on the line. It's a 2-2 series, so the Mets win tomorrow. They get more They already have more wins now than they did last year, but they can avoid matching last year's loss total with the win. Also, tonight, regardless of what happens tomorrow, this was a awesome game tonight, the penultimate game of the season. It was extremely well pitched, a two-hit shutout, only two hits. One of those hits should have been an error, so it should really be just one hit. You had Ross making his debut after a two-year wait due to two Tommy Johns. Absolutely electric. Congratulations to him on not only making it all the way to the pros and getting his first game, but dominating and getting the win. Rodriguez continues to look good in his time with St. Lucie. And the offense didn't have a lot going for it tonight, but it was all around the first-round pick bench. He had a monster game. He had half of the team's hits. He drove in a key run, the first run. He had a great slide. He made a great play in the outfield. So from a pitching standpoint, from a top prospect standpoint, this was a tremendous game for the St. Lucie Mets.
They get to end this Saturday night on a big positive note. Fireworks are getting ready here at Bay Care Ballpark. So the Mets win it 6-0 and shut out Clearwater here on Saturday night. Last game of the season tomorrow on Sunday. That game will kick off at 12:10 and we'll go live here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 12 o'clock. So for Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker, thank you so much for tuning in and making the Mets a part of your Saturday night. And we will see you tomorrow.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.